T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I found out we were having you on. How would a John Thompson Georgetown team try to defend a Steph Curry and Warriors team from when they were clicking, you know, during their dynasty?
Oh, my goodness. We would have been four-court trapping all the way, double-teaming him every time he got the ball. You know, we had a physical team back then as well with Patrick Ewing and a lot of our guards that were from the New York and D.C. area were very physical. So, you know, it was a lot more physical back then, too. So I think we would have been able to bump him and hold him and grab him and whatever it took to try to slow him down. But I'm sure that they may not have stopped him as well. So he's a phenomenal player, and he's setting the standards so high in the NBA throughout his career, and he seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah, those Georgetown teams, among the best defensive college teams that I certainly have ever seen, Sleepy. Let me ask you this. In today's day and age, could a team ever be that effective defensively with today's rules? And I'll use college or pros.
No, not at all. Because you're not able to impede a player's progress. For example, if someone's going across the lane, you can't body check them or get in front of them like you used to do. You can't hand check, and you just can't bump. It's just not a physical game. So I think our style of play in today's game wouldn't be as effective against the players of the day today. And the players of the day are so talented and multifaceted that they would be hard to defend in any era. For example, Steph and Clay and guys like that that could really shoot and also handle the ball. So I'm sure they could play in any era, but for us to play in this area would have been very challenging with our style of play. But we would have been able to adjust as well and compete in this era as well.
Eric, do you get the sense that the league, maybe this year, they're starting to get back to a little bit more defense-oriented than it's been? I know with some of the rule changes, there have been some games where there's been more physicality. There's been more guys maybe mixing it up than there have been in recent years. Do you sense the league's trying to find that balance?
Just like you said, with the recent rule changes as far as guys drawing fouls and drawing it, jumping into the defensive player, creating uncalled for contact, and basically taking advantage of the rules. So I'm so glad that the NBA has changed that. We're getting back to a little more physicality. Guys are really having to use their talents and not just their sneakiness or whatever to draw fouls to get to the free throw line 15 times a game. So I think it's getting back to where you really have to earn your points. You have to earn them in an honest way. The flopping and things of that nature are being taken out of the game, which makes it a better game.
Sleepy, how much, and we're talking to Sleepy Floyd, Eric Sleepy Floyd, former Golden State Warrior, great. Do you get to see a lot of the Warriors?
Yeah. I mean, they're always on national TV. So I live here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I see quite a few of the Golden State games. They carry them on the different national networks. Then when they're on national TV over the weekend. So I see my fair amount. I probably see just as many Golden State Warriors game, or probably more than I do, and I live right here in Charlotte, of the Charlotte Hornets.
Can they win it all, the Warriors, from what you've seen early?
Oh, without a doubt, they're the favorites. I like their chemistry. I think with Clay being out, has allowed Jordan Poole to develop and get comfortable out there and making shots and taking shots and figuring out how his game fits in the NBA scheme of things. It's allowed, you know, other players to develop. Although we hate this, that Clay got injured, but the team has come together. Andrew Wiggins is coming into his own and playing very well, not only on the offensive end, but the defensive end, which is one of Clay's strong suits. So he stepped in very nicely and kind of filled that void while Clay has been absent. So I think they're definitely well-rounded. I think they're in the top three team defensive statistically in the league. And what that does, it leads to fast break and early opportunities and easier shots. So you have a higher percentage, shooting percentage as a team and as individuals, where you can get out and run and really take advantage of the defense, you know, before the defense gets set.
Sleepy, I want to ask you about Jordan Poole, because you mentioned him. And what do you think the biggest adjustment is going to be? You know, he's found his game. Clay's going to obviously come back and start. But he could be a really good sixth man, but how difficult a challenge is that going to be a guy that can be such a great scorer, but to sort of put your game in a box where you're going to have to be a bench player on this particular team?
I think the most important part of that is that he started so many games now. So he doesn't view himself as a reserve or a supporting player, so to speak. He views himself as a starter, even though he may not start when Clay gets up to speed. So when he enters the game, he's going to have that mentality that he's a starter. So I think that's going to make it a lot easier. And I'm sure Steve Kerr is going to will rotate the players where they're getting consistent minutes. They know how many minutes they're going to play. So I think it doesn't just fall on Jordan Poole. It's going to be up to the coaching staff to make sure that Jordan is just as productive. Maybe he won't score as many points when Clay comes back because his shot attempts will go down. But it would be up to the coaching staff to really implement him and make sure he stays in tune and stays aggressive on the offensive end. And even if he has some off nights, you have confidence in him to come back the next night or take the same shots that he normally makes if he's missing them. And this is still confidence. This is his second year, I think, and so he's a young player. But he's established himself now as a top, one of the better players in the league. And I think people around the league respect his game. I mean, I hear how they talk about him and discuss him here, even on the East Coast. So he's really blossoming, and what a great pickup for the Warriors. They do such a great job selecting players and developing them, and the coaching staff, you know, has always been amazing. So it's going to be a great year. They got a great opportunity. They got up to a great start. And if they can keep that up and get home court advantage in the playoffs, anything is possible.
Eric, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, thanks for having me on, and anytime.
Okay, that's Eric Sleepy Floyd, former Golden State Warrior. I wanted to ask me how he got his nickname. I know how he got his nickname. He's playing in a baseball game, and he made an error, and the fan shouted out, "Get that guy out of the game. He's sleeping." And, you know, if you look at Sleepy, he kind of got the sleepy eyes, if you know what I mean. He does.
Well, I know what you mean.
Okay, well, there he goes. Yeah. He said, "They're the favorites."
How about that?
They're the favorites. Wow. I wouldn't go that far. Let me ask you this. If you had a bet right now on a team to win it, who would you bet on?
Milwaukee.
Yeah, me too. Me too. You guys in on that?
No. Warriors.
No, they are. No, I'm talking about Spadoni.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Milwaukee's the defending champs. I think at full strength, they're a better defensive team than the Warriors. And they've already shown that they can do it in more recent years.
They're sleeping on Brooklyn. Kyrie's coming back.
You think he is?
Yeah.
By the way, I can't stop. I have all three written down here: John Wall, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons. I mean, they're not going to play this year. None of them's got. What's your prediction? How many play a game this year, if any?
I think they all play a game this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Kyrie's done. That's the guy. I don't think Morey's going to go all year and not trade Simmons. He's got to move him.
Simmons might be in need of some cash, perhaps, in order to play.
Yeah. That's our favorite. Howard Eskin from Philly says Ben Simmons is running out of money.
Well,
he's got cash flow problems, was the way. And I'm wondering,
the Giants suck.
Would anybody in this market report that, Draymond Green's having some money problems, I hear. Who would ever say that? But says it's a reliable source. Anyway, we'll find out.
He'll be back pretty quickly then.
You would think. No cell phone in pocket either. Let's go to Jimmy. I'll tell you what, Jimmy's in Dogpatch. Now, Dogpatch is a neighborhood that, quite frankly, didn't exist 30 years ago. What's up, Jimmy? How you doing? Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I had a question for you. What if when Clay comes back, what if they play better or need him to come off the bench? Would he be able to take that role like Andre Iguodala did? You know, maybe they need that 20-point score off the bench. Will he be able? Everybody's saying, oh, when Clay's coming back, he's going to start. But, you know, with the cohesion of the team, you know, maybe Poole tanks, you know, coming off the bench, you know, he can't deal with it. He's a young player. What if that happens, and would the team be able to deal with it?
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I think that's a fair question. I'm going to throw that out. 888-957-9570. Okay, you're the Warriors. You're Rick Celebrini or you're Bob Myers. How are you bringing back Klay Thompson? Is he coming off the bench against the Sacramento Kings on the 20th or Memphis on the 23rd? You putting him right into the starting lineup? 888-957-9570. Just full disclosure, J.D. Wade, Bob Myers on, and he said, you know, I haven't really given that a lot of thought. But I think it might be telling to see if they put him right back in the starting lineup. What does your gut say?
My gut says they would start him, but it wouldn't be crazy if they only wanted him to get one run per half if they did bring him off the bench.
Right.
I know Fitz had said that. Well, maybe it's 1 6- or 7-minute run per half, at least initially. Well, the best way to do that would be to have him come off the bench and, you know, late first quarter, maybe half of the second quarter, You get a run that way. You get 8-9 minutes that way, or 5 6 7 minutes that way. The final couple minutes of one, and the first 4 5 minutes in the next quarter.
And see, this is where I'm kind of fascinated.
I don't think Jordan Poole's played well enough overall, though, to where it's like we got to keep it the same way. But I don't think it's a crazy topic to broach.
Either. Well, the funny thing is, I've been shocked at how matter of fact people have been, whether they say, oh, he's going to start right away, or even people who say, oh, he's going to come off the bench. You got to be kidding me. Off the bench? No chance. That's a dumb question, says a 510. Clay starts day one, period. Does he? For sure?
I would think yes, because ultimately you want to get him playing with the main group. If he didn't for a handful of games until he could play more minutes, because I could see it for that reason, but I don't think it's their role in Jordan Poole so good.
No.
That, like, it's not that at all.
No, I think what it would likely be is, hey, Clay, you're going to come off the bench for first 3 to 5 games. And then if everything's okay and you're getting up to 20 minutes a game, you know, you'll be back in the starting lineup.
Again, and look, I only bring it up because Fitz brought it up. If you want to get him one run, then one run would lead you to, like, you don't want to play in the first 6 minutes of the game and then that's it. He didn't play till the third quarter.
Right.
You know, at that point. So if you want to get him one run in each half, then to me you would bridge, it would essentially be, you'd bridge the first and second and you know, then the third and the fourth quarters and play him that way. That way he could play with the second unit.
Right.
I think he's going to be in that second unit group.
Well, what also I want to know is, you know, I want to know the circumstances around the standing ovation, the 5-minute standing ovation. Is he going to be introduced with the starters and then the place erupts? Or is he going to start out on the bench and when he gets up with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter and checks into the scores table, the place erupts?
You could make a case that coming off the bench is actually a better ovation.
I kind of think so too, believe it or not. Now, what I was thinking, I took it a step further. Maybe you introduce Clay last as a starter on the first game back.
I could see that.
Just because, you know, it's usually Curry, but...
I could see that.
Point is, we're getting close. We are getting close, and it's going to be a lot of fun when that day finally arrives. Free the People. Free the People is in Oakland. What's up, Free the People?
I think the play should start day one. I mean, I'm open to him coming off the bench, but I think the bulk of his minutes are going to come as a starter as the year progresses. I also think that playing with a starter puts a lot less pressure on him to perform and have the defense focused on him. You know, it just makes more sense. I think it's less pressure. And I like the idea of the ovation coming last for Clay just so he can get all the love. And I think that we've all been wanting to give him all the time that he's been out. But, yeah, Clay's a starter, man. I got to have him in there with the starters. Jordan Poole has more room to create. I think it'll all come down to how they look in practice, but I think they play the starter. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate it, Free the People. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be real interesting to see. And I mean, the one thing I feel like, JD, is with all due respect to Jordan Poole, he kind of doesn't factor into this equation.
At all. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from with it. He wouldn't factor. He's not. If he was playing phenomenal ball, and he's played well the last couple games, but I don't think, I mean, before those last couple of games, though, the conversation was, man, he's going to be the guy that's really going to have to sacrifice the most and maybe would have the greatest decline in usage,
right,
in terms of overall usage. Now, yet he's still going to play, and he's still going to be a sixth man type that they're going to want to get his, I think, with that bench group, but
right,
he would be the guy that, boy, some games maybe he would only get 1 6- or 8-minute run in each half.
Man.
I could see that.
I could, too.
On nights where he's not hot, you still need him to play.
Absolutely.
But he wouldn't get... And so he's the kind of guy that you could almost put in at the beginning of the second quarter. And if he's hot, he just plays the whole quarter.
Right.
And then if he's not, then Steph comes back with 6 minutes to go, and he only plays 6 minutes in the quarter, and maybe you do that twice, you're only playing 15 minutes.
He's playing 30 minutes a game right now. That's a lot.
And I think that's going to go down to about 20 to 24.
Right away, and then maybe even a little more if Clay
some night
gets it going.
Yeah, I'm just saying average.
I got you.
Yeah.
Randy's in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, what do you got?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I believe that Clay should be eased in the lineup. I would have him on the second team for a while because from what I observe, the first team and the second team, they play at a different pace. The first team plays more at a quicker pace. So I would just have him with the second team for a while, ease him in, and I believe that Jordan Poole knows what his role is. He knew that once Clay was able to play again that he would be coming off of the bench. So I see no issue right there.
Yeah, I see a potential for an issue. I mean, I'm not saying Jordan Poole. It doesn't matter if Jordan Poole's upset or not, but the issue would be Jordan Poole can't handle 18 minutes a night. And when I say can't handle, he just is not the same player. He doesn't shoot it as well. He doesn't have as many games where he's hot. Some guys, young player like that, and I've said this before, you know, at Michigan he played a lot, went down to the G League, played a lot last year when he got his act together, started this year playing a lot. I mean, he's going to me, I think we can all agree, he's going to have the biggest sacrifice to make of the existing players on the team.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question. He will, and he's still going to have opportunities to thrive, but it's what I always talk about. Can you put your game in a box? Can you be efficient, but be efficient while playing fewer minutes?
Exactly.
With less margin for error.
Exactly. M Squared's in Dublin. He's got a different thought about Clay coming off the bench. What's up, M Squared? What do you got?
Hell no, do you bring Clay off the bench.
Oh.
Listen, guys, Clay just spent 2 years trying to get back to, you know, being able to play professional basketball. He's holding press conferences talking about the disrespect of being left off of the top 75, and he's wearing the number 77 jersey that they gave him as a joke. If you don't start him, unless there's a medical reason, I mean, listen, Stan, you played the game, and JD, I'm sure you're pretty well intuitive on this too, but unless you guys tell me, hey, he's got to warm up on the sideline first, he's got to be riding the bike for 5 minutes, and we bring him in at the six-minute mark, okay, I get that. But I don't think there's a medical reason out there that would stop him from starting, and I think if you don't start him because you're trying to keep Jordan Poole's feelings intact, you've completely disrespected him even more. He starts as soon as he's ready. I'm out.
Thanks, M-Screwed. I don't, yeah, again.
Nothing to do with Jordan Poole's feelings.
Yeah, I mean, they would never say, you know what, Clay, we need you coming off the bench. I mean, Jordan Poole's got a king-size ego, Clay. Yeah. We can't do that to Jordan Poole. He's shooting 32% from three-point range. No, but what I do think is, now, he said there's not a medical reason. There's probably not a medical reason, but there's probably a strategic way to do it. Let's say getting 15 minutes a night to start, let's say. You know, is he gonna get seven one quarter or seven one half, seven the next? Or does he start out 12 minutes, getting six? Is it less than that? I mean, the goal seems to be they want him to play 7 minutes when he gets back on the court. So you bring him in with 5 minutes left, you know, they're taking Steph Curry out now with 6 or 7 minutes left in the first half.
I think that's going to end up changing.
I do too. But, you know, maybe that's what you do is you keep Curry in that whole first quarter again. You play Jordan Poole 5 minutes for the first few games, and then you bring Clay in at the 7 minute mark of the first quarter.
I'd have the rest
of the quarter.
It could be that. It could be. I think I would probably go bring Clay in at about 3 minutes left in the first quarter and then take him out at about 8 minutes in the second quarter.
All right. And I don't think there's a problem with he plays three and then there's a timeout.
No.
And then he plays another five.
No.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Clay Thompson, there is no doubt he is on his way back. The question is, when? Is it going to be December 20th versus the Sacramento Kings? December 23rd against the Memphis Grizzlies? December 28th against the Denver Nuggets? Or is it going to be in January? And I have left out the possibility of a December 8th comeback, but I think that's a little too optimistic. But 888-957-9570, what's your plan as it relates to Klay Thompson? You putting him right back in the starting lineup, or are you going to ease him in off the bench? Hey, remember, tip-off is at 7 o'clock tonight. Warriors Live starts at 5:30. That's presented by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. And hey, stay locked into 95.7 The Game tomorrow and Friday. So tomorrow on Thanksgiving, we're going to be airing the Cowboys Raiders game. That's going to go from 1 to 5 p.m. and then we're live and local all day Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 o'clock.
I'm hella excited.
And at 7 o'clock, we'll have Warriors basketball as they play the Portland Trailblazers. That's on Friday. So we got a ton of sports going on, even though it's the holidays. 888-957-9570. How are you handling Clay when he does return on 95.7 The Game?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Thanksgiving Eve. Boy, here's how you know you're getting up there. You want to know how you know you're getting up there? When you've forgotten that, boy, this used to be a big night. This used to be a big night for the single
people.
Crowd.
You forgot that?
Yeah. That's how long it's been.
I think you remind me every year.
I have
year.
A wife.
Well, there's another line. There's a line that follows that in the movie Training Day. Cannot be repeated and probably shouldn't have even been referenced.
Are you you're going to the game tonight?
I'll be at the game. Okay. I'll be at the game tonight. But I know all about going back home and having a few.
Maybe I'll just make it an early when we meet it just after work instead. Doesn't have to be late at night. I got a big day tomorrow, JD. Playing golf at 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving?
That's living.
Thanksgiving golf, 7:30 in the morning.
How are the rates on Thanksgiving? Are they cheaper or more expensive?
That's a great question. I would imagine normal. It's an easy round, get done by noon, little nappage, start eating at 4.
I would think a lot of people would actually want to go play golf before dinner.
There are a fair amount of like little tournaments that guys hold and women hold the morning of Thanksgiving or the week. Like we're doing one Sunday, call it a turkey shoot, even though it was 4 days after Thanksgiving.
No turkey bowl action from anyone here?
Like a football game?
Yeah, get out, roughhouse a little bit.
Although my high school does have an alumni game every Thanksgiving that I've never gone back for in 34 years.
But if you did, you would go back and you'd have a few at whatever the local bar is near that high school.
Third and Spruce. Third and Spruce is going to be jumping tonight in West Redding.
And it'd be a good night.
Yes, it would.
It'd be a good night for you.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, this is kind of, go see some people you haven't seen in a while kind of night.
Exactly. Jorge's in Novato. What's up, Jorge? How you doing, man? What are you going to do with Clay?
Good, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, listen, if I was in charge, good. If I was in charge, this is how I would handle it. I would bring Clay off the bench, and it has nothing to do with Jordan Poole. It has nothing to do with health concerns. It's for the standing ovation. It's going to come a lot more intense if it's in the first quarter as opposed to the beginning of the game. A lot of the fans don't make it for tip-off, especially in the city. You know how it is, traffic. And guys dragging their butts. So that ovation that he deserves will come within the game. Just think about how intense that moment would be.
You know what? I'm with Jorge. I like it.
Agree.
The other thing that would be cool is, the first quarter, everybody's just kind of glued to Clay, and he just pops up, and man, woo! I think that's what I'm favoring. Come off the bench, come in at about the 7 minute mark, play the rest of the first quarter, maybe play some of the third. Call it a night, because you're going to be up 38 against the Kings anyway. You would figure. That's a cheap shot at the Kings. I'm sorry, Tim in San Francisco.
Alvin Gentry coaching him up. Oh, what are you talking about?
He's a competitor.
What's going on, Tim? How you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Same to you.
I've got the simplest take on this thing. Honestly, I don't want any of us to overthink it.
Okay.
I don't. 7 minute mark, half, whatever. What I want is I want Clay to be in there when Steph's in there. There's nothing sweeter than seeing Steph drive to the basket, draw everybody, kick to Clay wide open, take that shot. Jorge and all of his boys will all be coming screaming. And everybody in the stands will be screaming. I just think he needs to be in there when Steph's in there, however Kerr or the coaches feel about it. I just think that drawing that attention and giving it to Clay, I think that's what'll bring the house down.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it. So it doesn't sound like Tim cared if he was going to start or come off the bench, but if he's going to come off the bench, then keep Curry in that whole first quarter. I think that's what I'd do.
That could happen. If you're really trying to map it out for just maximum cool factor.
Right. Because I also think if he comes off the bench, you'll be able to take a moment. Like that'll be a longer, they'll take a break for that. Yeah, guys on the other team will probably be clapping, and then
definitely
it's good. Like I was thinking about this, and I'm not the most sentimental guy, JD, but it's going to be a big night for the NBA when Klay Thompson comes back, because he's one of the best players in the league, top 20, top 25 when he's healthy, second best player on the Warriors, at least now. I mean, it's going to be a fun day when Klay Thompson comes back. Hey, let me ask you this: how much notice do you think we're going to get on when the actual? I mean, obviously they're not going to say, "Hey, Klay's a game time decision tonight."
I think it's going to be either the day before. Actually, that probably wouldn't be the day before. Maybe even shoot around on the day of. I also think because if it's the 20th, they're coming back off of a trip,
right?
So, but I, the reality is probably at some point, right around when they go on the trip, there's going to be, you know, somebody's going to, sources say Warriors are targeting the 20th.
Right.
And then everybody's going to kind of know it's the 20th, and the Warriors won't confirm it's the 20th. And then all of a sudden, either after the game against maybe Toronto on the 18th, or once they get back closer to the 20th, or whatever day, 21st, 22nd, whatever it ends up being.
Right.
It'll just be, yeah, Clay's good to go. Plans for him to play.
It's so funny just thinking about how
it'll pop up on the injury report as, well, it's just gonna, probable.
Well, and somebody, whoever, if the story gets quote-unquote broken, it's actually going to be a big story.
Yeah.
I mean,
none of those really get broken, though.
No, it's always tiptoed around. It'll be the Warriors are targeting December 20th. Yeah,
which has actually already been reported.
Exactly. And I know. Exactly. And that wasn't news either. Oh, so Clay could get back around Christmas. Well, that's what everybody...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of thought was a good round number anyway.
And I don't think anybody knows, even that would leak it, what the exact date is going to be right now.
All right, let me ask you this. If I asked Steve Kerr right now, hey, you know, just offhand, now you don't have to give me a date when Clay's coming back, but when he does, is he going to start or come off the bench? Would you say, Kerr would say, yeah, I haven't given that any thought?
He might.
Or do you think
he might also just say he's going to start?
Exactly. He could.
Oh, he's going to start.
Somebody should ask him that. I'll bet he would say, haven't really nailed that down yet. That would be the smart thing to say, especially if he hasn't told Poole.
I mean, you could maybe pipe in on the Zoom pregame Zoom tonight and do it. Like you could
5:30,
yeah, 5:15.
Yeah. All right, you just pass that number along and I'll see.
You just you raise your hand on the Zoom. All right, you know, everybody else will ask their questions
right
in the room, and then all right, Raymond will be like, all right, we got one on Zoom. Matt Steinmetz, what do you got?
You know what though, if I were gonna ask him, I would go to the game and ask him.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Polo's in the Bay Area somewhere. What's up, Polo? How you doing, man? Jeez. All right, come on, Polo. You're a regular. You're a regular. You gotta know better. It sounded like he was in the Cal band. Mm-hmm. It did. Wearing a big tube around his stomach. Bobby B. Bobby B's in San Leandro. What's up, Bobby B?
What's up? I'm a regular too, so I got your back, Simon.
Sweet, thank you.
Say, man, I'm going to go out and say that Clay's going to come back on the 28th or January 1st. I that's what I think. I just see it, and I'm feeling it in my bones, you know? But I also say he's going to start. He's going to play with Curry, and I think he should do 15 minutes, maybe play just the first half. Maybe the next game, play the second half. But I do see him starting with Curry, playing with that, you know, that original team.
Right.
And possibly, maybe Green slides back to the fifth, and then Looney comes off the bench. What do you think?
You know what? That's I'm not laughing at that. I mean, maybe you just start Curry, Clay. You could start Curry, Clay, Draymond, Iguodala, and Looney, the five champions. You could. And Wiggins wouldn't care because he's Wiggins.
Yeah, but you don't. I think that's an overthink.
No, I do think it's an overthink, but I do think there's something to kind of getting it back in there with Curry right off the
bat. Definitely. And Draymond, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's more important that they have reestablished their chemistry along with Wiggins and Looney.
Right. Right. And everybody's taken.
He's going to have two roles, too, because he's part of the bench. I think he's going to be part of the bench group.
Clay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think once Clay is able to play 30 minutes a game, let's say.
All right.
He's obviously going to start, but I also think he's going to sub out around the 3-minute mark and then come back in at the beginning of the quarter with Jordan Poole, probably Wiseman, maybe Iguodala. And then pick your other,
right?
Pick your other, maybe Otto Porter,
right?
Boy, you imagine that lineup with you got Poole and Wiseman, right? And then you've got Iguodala,
okay,
who's a playmaker, kind of do it all. But then you've got Porter who can shoot the three, and Clay that can shoot the three with Jordan Poole, who's a good offensive player.
Yeah,
you don't like that group?
Well, I was just thinking, you always need two playmakers. I guess they would have them with Iguodala and Poole. The one issue within an issue I'm wondering is how much can you play Looney and Draymond together, in important games? Because I do think there may be a point when you're going to need a little more scoring. The issue is they're leaning on Looney a lot right now. I mean, Looney's, what's he, he's got to be playing 21, 22 minutes a game, which is not insignificant.
And there will be games where he could play less.
No doubt.
Because you're going to have more options.
It's true.
When Wiseman's back in the fold.
Drew's in Fremont. What's up, Drew? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I think that Clay is going to be starting first in the third, because he comes off the warm-up period fresh, and with the injury that he has, keeping warm is a key thing, especially in the very beginning of his comeback. Secondly, he gets announced last. Instead of Curry being last, he gets announced last to let the fans go crazy on him in introduction. But then also, the thing you guys were talking about, Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole responded to a tweet that Clay was really effusive about,
right?
The brightness of Jordan's future. And Jordan's response was, "This means a lot, bro, a real one. The physical and even more, the mental toughness you've shown has inspired every last one of us. We holding it down until you get back, big bro. Stuff's getting scary."
Yeah.
Jordan Poole.
He gets
they
it.
They have a tremendous amount of love for each other. And they're going to adapt regardless of what happens. They're going to be great.
Appreciate it, Drew. No, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think two things are true. One is it doesn't matter how Jordan Poole feels. And secondly is I don't think he's going to feel bad either. I mean, he sees the writing on the wall.
It's Klay Thompson you're getting put on the
bench.
But
here's the question.
No issue with that.
Here's one, it's like people are worried about, well, how's Poole going to handle it? I mean, how would Steph Curry... How do you think he'd handle not being introduced last? Now, we can't have the superstar pouting because he needs to be introduced last. You know what I'm saying?
I think it'll be all right.
You think?
I think it will. Unless there's some kind of superstition attached to it.
There's some prima donnas in this league. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you start introducing Curry fourth, and the next thing you know, you can't make a three. He probably doesn't have any problem with it.
One night
only. Guard is, the other funny thing is ordinarily I'd say no chance, but he said, maybe you play Clay 15 minutes all in the first half. And at first I thought, no. But you know what? Last time I said, no, that's not what they're going to do. They did it, and it was a time they brought Curry in after halftime of that playoff game in Portland back in 17? Remember that?
16, right?
16? He was hurt. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? We think he can play. Maybe not. Doesn't start. Then starts the third quarter. I always thought that was one I never saw coming.
Well, wasn't that the game that Sean Livingston got ejected in the first half and then Curry had to come in for him?
I think it was also the game where he was saying, I'm back.
Yeah, it was in Portland.
Where he set the record for points in overtime.
Yes, it was in Portland. It was game four of that series.
Okay.
In 2016. That would have been, what, the second round.
The other thing, maybe there is something to, you know, you go through pregame warm-ups, and maybe you don't want him to sit for 15 minutes in real time before you get him in at the six-minute mark. That'd be interesting to see. I'm of the opinion, bring him off the bench and let him check in at the scorer's table and let everybody go nuts for 3 to 5 minutes. Polo's back. Question is, does he have a better line? What's up, Polo? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just getting off of work in this traffic on A-80.
Ah. All right, what do you got?
Man, but hey, look, this is what I got. This is what I got, man. So Clay come back, man, my starting five would be Curry, Clay, Iguodala, Draymond Green, and Looney. The five people that's left on the team that won our championships. We should come out like that and throw in another dilemma with Kelly Oubre.
I got you, Polo. Polo, you're breaking up again, but you know what? I was just thinking. You know why I wouldn't do that? It's because then Wiggins starts saying, you know what? KD was right. It make you feel like an outsider here.
Come on, man.
Actually, you know what? I'm trying to think how I would take it if Steve Kerr just did start the five guys who have won titles. I don't think Wiggins would care, but yeah, just
come on, man.
Just batting some ideas around. That's
back
all.
Back to Wiggins.
Wiggins. He's playing terrific, by the way. Don't you think? He is. Dave, San Francisco. What's going on, Dave? How you doing, man? What do you got?
I'm doing good. I was just request a couple of questions. Why would you think Kerr would start those five? Iguodala, I mean, he hasn't done that in how many years? Why? I mean,
yeah, we're just
he plays them in special situations. But why would he not bring? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Be more specific.
They had a great thing going.
I mean, okay. Hold on. No, Dave, we're batting around maybe start the five champions. Okay, yeah. That's not going to happen.
That's all it was.
But do you think it's a no-brainer as to whether Clay's going to start or come off the bench?
It's a no-brainer.
What's he get?
Steve Kerr's basically said that. If you've listened to him, why wouldn't you? Why would you put him in cold instead of bringing him in hot? And the guy off an injury. I mean,
well, because he's not going to play much.
I don't understand the logic.
He's not going to play much at all. So you bring him in, you bring him back slowly off the bench so as not to break the cohesion at this point.
Okay, a guy coming off injury, warming up, going back on the bench, and then coming off cold. And he's a future Hall of Famer. The Warriors are a machine. They've done a great job, a hell of a job, better than any team in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And you think all of a sudden they've gotten stupid?
I kind of feel like going back and forth with him, but it's not stupid to suggest Klay Thompson might come off the bench. It's not stupid at all. In fact, now I want that to happen. What was his name? Dave?
Dave
in San Francisco.
Yeah, Dave in San Francisco. I'm going to talk to Kerr about that.
Make it happen, Steve.
Am I an idiot? Don't do that right now. We got an hour and five.
See? Tempers flare.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good call.
Got to be careful.
Dave's one of these. Oh, the Warriors have done. Come on. Relax, Dave. Let me guess, Dave, you want him to play 38 minutes opening night too, right? Get him right back into that rotation, Dave, right? No, I'm not going to do this.
Dave think they can win 70 games?
Of course. Dave thinks they can win 70 games.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Don't wrangle me into this.
Dave wouldn't trade Gary Payton II right now for Kevin Durant. Well, you know, can't break up this bench.
He's a losing player. What's Durant ever done without Curry?
That's true. That's true. All right. Hey, you know what we don't want to do?
Who are you?
You know what I do want to do?
Kevin Durant.
By the way, you know what? You brought up a good point. They got a good record. Were they 14-5?
Yeah, 13-5 at last check. Okay. They might have won last night. I wasn't paying attention.
I'm done.
But they're they're hanging in. It seems like they're I think they've been put in the category of boy, they're just a hot mess right now. Well, 13-5, you're not really a hot mess,
right?
You probably maybe you should be a game or two better, but 13-5 is nothing to scoff at.
No, and I think that
and getting better. You think they 13-5 when you can still get better.
I think they're a 13-5 team without Kyrie Irving. I think with Kyrie Irving, they're 16-3, something like that.
Yeah,
but he's got to get back. I mean, he's got to get back for them to, I think, realistically challenge. You think Harden's done, or do you think he's just not in great shape or somewhere in the middle? What? He's fat. He's not in great shape right now.
Because I laugh because you asked. I don't know. I don't think he's done. Yes, I do think he's not in great shape. What, for who? There's a little bit of for who for what?
Well,
with Harden. Well,
the reason I'm just throwing that in there is because.
No, I'm not coming down your road. I mean, I'm kind of coming down his road.
Who Harden's?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the question is if Harden can get back to some semblance of the player he was in Houston. That played against the Warriors, then I think they might be able to win a title even without Kyrie. But I don't think he can get back close to that.
That ship is sailed.
That's what I think, too. That is what I think. He's just lost a little bit of explosiveness.
I mean, again, Curry's improved defensively, but Curry, deed him up.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Couldn't get by him, couldn't get around him,
No, he couldn't. In fact, he poked the ball loose on the play that I'm thinking about.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap for Harden. Well, the other thing is, if Kyrie comes back, and what's he going to be like as a player and as a teammate? Yeah, this is where what's funny, JD, is, again, the one thing I kind of didn't have in my mind was, the Warriors could get off to a 15-2 start. That didn't cross my mind. It just didn't. I thought, okay, if everything falls their way, they got some easy games. They've been 10-5, 9-6, maybe.
You know when it hit me though when they were 3-0, because the Laker game, that's one going into it. Hey, they could lose that game. Maybe they're 0-1.
Right.
And they come home, play the Clippers. I thought that was a win. I know a lot of people, Lakers and Clippers to start. Who are the Clippers?
Yeah, I thought they'd split.
Clippers and, all right, they're 1-1.
Right.
They go to Sacramento. They were okay. They won.
Sure.
And then it was, but when they were 3-0, that's when I looked at it and I said, boy, they might be 10-2. And it was actually 11-1.
Right.
And then what are they going to do on that trip? And the way that they had played up until the trip, I was thinking 3-1 and not 2-2.
They should have gone 2-2. They should not.
Which game should they have lost?
Detroit, when they rested
everybody. That wasn't the surprise.
Well,
Detroit stinks.
I know they stink. But
they were the one team in the league that the Warriors could get away with that with and win, and they still almost lost.
I still think if they played five times, Detroit would win 3 or 4 out of 5.
I don't.
I mean, and that's they do stink. You're right. But you can't tell me that a team of late first-round picks late first-round pick and free agents are going to go beat a team that's got, first-round picks left and right, mid-first-round picks. Anyway, but no, you're right. I mean, you got to get wins like that to get to 15-2, and they've certainly got all of them this year. All right, coming up on the other side, take some more calls. We still have some people that want to check in here. Then I want to get to the 49ers. They got the biggest game of the year coming up against Minnesota on Sunday. Hey, download the Odyssey app today and make sure to check out the Odyssey exclusive stations From hip-hop to classic rock and everything in between, they have all the best stations curated to fit every occasion and all of your music tastes, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.